Old School 92.1, it's Heavy in the Mornings with DJ Natty Heavy. Today is Black Food Friday. We have my man KJ Kearney, who is the creator and curator of the Instagram and TikTok accounts Black Food Fridays. You can get him on his website, blackfoodfridays.com. And we did have something else scheduled to talk about, but then some news broke in the Lowcountry. Some sad news. Charleston restaurateur Martha Lou Gadsden of Martha Lou's Kitchen has passed away at the age of 91. So it's actually, you know, a good thing we do have KJ here today. And KJ, if you don't mind speaking on what Martha Lou's Kitchen meant to the city and South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about Charleston cuisine, you think about whether you classify it as soul food or Southern food. And Martha Lou Gadsden was definitely at the forefront of that. I mean, even some of the fine dining establishments can trace their lineage back to Martha Lou's, which I think is one of the most amazing things about this woman. And that in addition, she waited until later in life to start that restaurant. I think she was like in her 40s. So it tells you, A, if you have a dream and a goal, you're never too old to go for it, to strive for it, and B, her legacy is very long and very well respected.
Now, we know Martha Lou's Kitchen did have to close during the pandemic. You know, did you know if the restaurant closed because of the pandemic? Or, you know, she was, you know, the development or, you know, what was the deal with that?
Yeah. And first of all, thank you for asking the question. I'm fortunate enough to know. I spoke to her last year right before the pandemic really hit. And I asked her, you know, like, how you feeling, man? You could go on forever. And she told me that she was tired, man. You know, she was ready to hang up her apron. It wasn't gentrification. It wasn't development. She didn't get pushed out. She bowed out gracefully when she was ready on her time. And I think that is so amazing.
Tell me about some of the food at Martha Lou's Kitchen, some of the legacy with that. Maybe, you know, one of your favorite plates from there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I could talk about all the food, right? All the food was good. I'm particularly fond of, as we say in Charleston, the lima, right? We don't say lima beans. We say lima, right? So I'm particularly fond of the lima. But her fried chicken was some of the best fried chicken to ever be fried in the state of South Carolina. Best fried chicken, top five anywhere in South Carolina. I'll put money on that.
We're talking with KJ Kearney from Black Food Fridays about Martha Lou Gadsden, who sadly passed at the age of 91. If you don't know, she was the owner of the world-famous legendary Martha Lou's Kitchen here in Charleston, South Carolina. She leaves an amazing legacy, and our prayers go out to her family. KJ, while we do have you, I do want to briefly talk about your involvement with the South Carolina Black Expo, this year known as the SC Virtual Black Expo. You've partnered with them with Black Food Fridays, and you're having a contest. Let us know about that.
If you decide to support a Black-owned food or beverage business that is based in South Carolina, anywhere in South Carolina, and you choose to post it on your Instagram, if you use the hashtag Black Food Fridays and hashtag Black Expo South, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win cash money. $25. Support Black Food Fridays and support Black food businesses. Tomorrow's the first day between now and April 24th where you can actually make money for doing something you were already doing.
I told you was a cash money millionaire, man. I done said it, son.
You did.
KJ, I appreciate you, homie. Really do.
Peace.
Peace. You're listening to Heavy in the Mornings on Old School 92.1.